Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, so a bunch of the hires have been made as far as the head coaching, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator candidates go. We got to talk to Jeff Ulbrich yesterday, Falcons' defensive coordinator. If you missed that interview, I thought it was a pretty good interview, honestly.
Don't we have a good
one? Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to him. You should check out the interview on the internet. Sure. Download the Andy and Randy. Also, by the way, we still do the off-the-cuff podcast on a daily basis. You can subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey, iTunes, Spotify, you name it. Apple Podcasts. It's all there. Just subscribe to it. The Jeff Ulbrich interview will be there for you, too. The only team that hasn't made the hire yet is the Saints.
Yes.
They've been interviewing people.
Yes.
I read Mike McCarthy's kind of concerned about the power structure,
yeah,
which we talked about yesterday.
Yeah. Mickey Loomis is going to have to go get a Kellen Moore, Kafka, the dude up in from New York. My man down at the DC down in Miami, and not saying they won't be good coaches, so I don't ever want to say that, but right, that's what he's going to have. So, basically what it is people who have choices between jobs won't go there.
Right. No, I mean, yeah. I think it also, you know, it's also a pretty good barometer of what the situation looks like. And it's not just, you know, part of it is the fact that, you know, the general manager is kind of the owner and is never going to get fired and all that.
Right.
It's also not a good roster with no cap space.
No.
And
it's a blank show down there.
An aging quarterback, and it's not good. So no. I think if you're looking at in terms of, like, it doesn't necessarily mean the team that makes the first hire is going to immediately be good.
Right.
But it's definitely a good representation of how that situation is viewed. Like the Bears going out and getting Ben Johnson, the hottest candidate on the market the last couple of years, speaks to the fact that people think that the Bears situation is a good one.
Yeah, but
I guess the Patriots had Vrabel first,
right,
but that's a little bit different. But that situation's good too.
And then there's
the Saints are a blank show.
But Andy,
it's a horrible down.
And
there.
They're straddled with Derek Carr's $51 million cap.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
you got
what
a quarterback who's not good.
Yeah.
And you have to pay a whole bunch of money to him,
yeah,
unless you want to get rid of him, in which case your cap situation gets even worse, which is already bad. And
that's why I said, why don't you just hire Rizzi just to let him coach you out of this crap?
Yeah.
Let him coach you out of this crap.
And then we'll see, because, you know, the thing for years was always the salary cap doesn't apply to the Saints.
Yep.
You know, Loomis and all those guys are such wizards to get around it. Turns out, no. They just had.
Okay.
When you have Drew Brees and Sean Payton, you can get away with it.
Don't send me no damn selfie with the belt on, all right? All right, go to hell.
I'll take it.
What the hell? This man, this is my man right here. He just sent me a selfie with the belt on. So basically, you took this last night rubbing the belt like, yeah, rub. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You should not send another man like look down selfie. All right?
What is a look down selfie?
When you look down at your phone, rubbing your damn belly. Don't do that.
What kind of selfie should you send another man?
None. I prefer none. Yeah, I would prefer none. But yeah, let me look.
What's
look
a look down
look
selfie?
Look at that. That's a look down selfie.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not even. That's a video. He took a whole selfie video for you.
Look at you.
Good for him,
yeah.
I suppose. Looks like a nice. Looks like a nice belt.
Yeah. I know the H in Hermes is silent. I don't care. I like saying it.
I never heard of the company.
Yeah,
I
like saying
about
Hermes.
What does their logo look like?
It's like an H.
It's an H.
Yes, I know. I got some kind of class, bruh. And I got real ones. So
that's the ultimate flex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm unfamiliar with that brand.
Yeah. Are we sure that's not named after the god Hermes?
I believe it is. I believe it is named after the god Hermes.
So the H is not silent.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the god Hermes, you pronounce the H.
What was he the god of? Religion.
Yeah, it's Mercury.
Oh, no, sorry. No.
I did not know that.
No, that's not right. He's the widely considered to be the protector of human heralds, travelers, yes, thieves, merchants, and orators.
Yeah, he's a bad man.
We're orators, right? Say.
I ain't no orator.
Yeah, we're orating right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
Orating. We're talking.
This ain't talking.
You're not talking.
You saying we orating?
Yeah, oratory, public speaking. You're not speaking to the public right now.
Obviously, I am speaking to the public, Andy.
So then you're orator.
When did you ever use that word before outside of what you just did?
Probably a lot.
Get the hell out of here.
You know me and my words. You never know what word I might say.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Mr. Thesaurus over here.
I am Mr. Thesaurus. Public speaking, also called oratory.
Duval.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a bad example of public speaking. That man is not an orator.
Oh, my God.
Who knew Liam Cohen was such a dork?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.